The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so here's the Yankees lineup quickly. Aaron Judge leading off and playing right field. I guess I could stop there, right, because it doesn't matter. But just, you know, I'll give you the rest of the lineup. Rizzo, Torres, Donaldson, Stanton, Oswaldo Cabrera in the left. I wonder if he's going to be your left fielder for the postseason. Bader in center, Higashioka catching, and Oswald Peraza will be playing short. So IKF gets the day off. And LeMahieu also not in the lineup today. And that's Diamond Notes brought to you by 2x London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their six area locations. So, Jets, Giants, let's turn our attention to the local football teams. Frustrated, annoyed, angry because it's the Cowboys, but I don't know how angry you can really be based on what the Giants have given you through three games, really. I was talking to a buddy of mine about this last week, and he said if you had to rank talent level from 1 to 32, realistically, where do you think the Giants rank? Right? Look at full team. All that they have. Are the Giants more talented than five teams around the league? Really, let's think about it here. You say Washington. Oh, Washington's way more talented than the Giants. The Giants don't have anything like the Commanders have in the receiving game. They have playmakers on defense. I mean, think about it now. Arizona, it's not close. The Rams, of course, is not. Like, think of the team. What teams are even in the debate for they have as little talent around the NFL as the Giants? The Saints? Saints defense is very good. They have Kamara. They have Michael Thomas. They have Landry. Not them. The Falcons? All right. I think you can throw the Falcons into the mix here. We said no to the Commander. The Seahawks? Maybe. Maybe. But you know what? They have two very, very good receivers. But I'll throw the Seahawks into the mix. Titans, no way. Colts, no way. I'll just go through the mat. I think the Bears, and that gets back to the point I wanted to get to. I think the Bears are that team, and you get them tomorrow. Jaguars, no way. Jets, no way. Steelers, nope. Bills, Ravens, a silly. Texans, maybe. Panthers defense is very good. Very good. McCaffrey is the equivalent to Barkley. Their receivers are much better. So, no. Patriots, no. Packers, no. Broncos, no. Raiders, no. Chiefs, come on. Buccaneers, Rams, Niners, maybe. If you line up talent across the board, maybe the Giants have better talent than five teams. Maybe. Which, to me, is why you look at it and you're impressed. Are you thrilled the way that Monday night shook out? Of course not. That was a really, really rough game. You never want to lose to Dallas. You had a lead at home, third quarter, and you were moving the football. But were you moving the football because you're talented, or are you moving the football because your coaching staff is actually doing a good job for once? You think that Joe Judge and Jason Garrett put Daniel Jones in this kind of... Listen, I think they know. I think they know that Daniel Jones is probably not the answer. But what does he do best? He's athletic. He can run. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to put him in situations where he's going to run. And if he gets hurt, that's not what we're looking for, of course. We don't want him to get injured. But if he does, you know what? Then he does. Because we are not going to plan around Daniel Jones long term. So I guess this is my long-winded way of just honestly telling you I'm excited. I'm excited about the future of the Giants. I don't know that plays into this year with wins and losses, but I think you have to be a little bit patient. And that's kind of my take on the Giants. Jets, very different. Jets, I feel like it's time. Let's go win some games. And I feel like maybe it is even an unfair pressure. But I think there's a legitimate pressure on Zach Wilson. And that might be unfair to look at and say in week, you know, four of the season and his first game. But you look at the Jets' schedule, you can't get through this season and win four games and be like, all right, this is great. Good job, guys. We won four games again. You need to win some games. Well, this is a game that's very winnable. The offensive line of Pittsburgh is bad. They don't have their best defensive player. You saw Cleveland run up and down the field on them. They're not that good. So I don't know if it means you beat them there, but can you beat Miami if Teddy Bridgewater's the quarterback? Like, wins have to come from somewhere. And even if it's not wins, really competent play from the quarterback also has to come at some point. Does it start tomorrow? It would help if it did. 1-800-919-3776. Yov in Israel. I mean, I think you're my guy, Yov. Good morning. You're on 98.7.
I'm your guy, Dave. I am your guy. And our Giants playing the Bears tomorrow. And I don't know if you saw that, but David Montgomery, their running back, is out. And I think this is a huge thing. But because if there is one thing I was scared about this Bears offense, it was him. So now that he's out and this offense is practically nothing and they can do nothing, I think the main thing for us to win this game is not turn over the ball and give them short field advantage, and even worse, let them score points on defense. So I think Daniel needs to protect the ball, and they need to be very, very careful with the ball, and then we're going to win this game.
I think they should. I think they need to. You know, it sounds like Leonard Williams is I guess not sounds like, and thanks to the call, Yo, if he's not playing in this game, I think that's a big loss. You know, that's funny because I said this week to someone, I said, boy, not having Leonard Williams against the Cowboys, that's a big loss. They said, you're the one who's always yammering on about you didn't like the trade for Leonard Williams. Well, just because I don't like the trade doesn't mean he's not a key piece of the team. Like, I don't like taking Saquon Barkley second overall, but if you don't have him, you miss him. Yeah, not having Leonard Williams is a big loss. I'm excited to see, you know, Thibodeau was quiet. Ojulari was quiet. I'm excited to see another week of Thibodeau and see him get to the quarterback. I think this is that week. You know, Justin Fields, that offense is, right? I mean, what they do is they run the ball somewhat effectively. But I said to Rick yesterday on the show, if you didn't hear, you know how many completed passes Chicago has on the year? On the season? 23. In three games, they have 23 completed passes. How brutal is that? All right, Jets and Giants on the table, of course. You know what else is on the table? We've walked you right up to it. Right up to a football frenzy. I mean, it's week four around the NFL. At some point soon, I'm not there yet. At some point soon, you're going to start with the, how did we get here to week whatever, fill in the blank, right? But not yet. It is week four. It is underway. We saw a hellacious injury on Thursday night. We get back to hopefully non-injury football starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. But it's time for a frenzy. So you want to go to the game in London? You want to go to the games here. You want to go Giants. You want to go Jets. You want to go Packers. You want to go Ravens. You want to go Bills. You go wherever it is you need to go because it's frenzy time. 1-800-919-3776. How better to enjoy a Saturday, rainy Saturday morning than with a frenzy? I can think of no other ways. Let's do it. We'll do it next right here on 98.7 ESPN.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
Oh, yes. Football frenzy, 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. And away we go. It's frenzy time, people. 1-800-919-3776. But you say, you know what, Dave? I'm shy. I have a question. I'd love it to be answered, but I don't feel comfortable going on air and talking to you on the radio. That's what Twitter is for. At Rothenberg ESPN. So there's two ways to involve yourself in the frenzy. On the phone lines, 1-800-919-3776. And at the moment, we actually have two open lines, which is a rarity with the frenzy. And on Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. Here we go. Now, Harvey, are you ready to go here?
Am I ready to go? Sure.
Well, you know what happens if they call and they're like, oh, big fan, love the show. You give them the kibosh, right? That's what happens right. Then? That's right. Hey, Dave, how are you? What's going on? What happens then?
How was your colonoscopy? Was it good?
No, you can't ask. No, Harvey, this is how it works. They walk in, they ask their question, they walk out. Anything besides that, you play the buzzer. Do you understand? That's it.
That's right.
That's right. Here we go. Jason, Jersey, Frenzy, go.
With the beginning of the season and the recent struggles of the Packers wide receivers, do you expect them to add someone, or do you think that one of these rookies or potential veterans is going to step up for the season?
I think one of these guys will step up. And the Packers don't feel to me like they're that team that's going to make a desperation trade. I think that they have enough receivers that someone will push through and they will be fine. And it's funny, like all these problems and they're 2-1. And that opening week is a game I don't think anybody was all that surprised with that Minnesota had their way. And they went into Tampa and beat the Bucs. Their defense is good. Their running game is elite. And now Bakhtiari is back on that offensive line. They'll be fine. Anthony Mailchuk. Anthony, friends, you go.
Can the Cowboys, with this potent defense, win the division over the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes. I don't think they will, but can they? Yes, I think they can. That defense is, honestly, it's very good. It really is. We joke about Micah Parsons, and again, I don't want to get into this. He's Lawrence Taylor. He's not. I think that's stupid, but he's very good. And DeMarcus Lawrence is good, and Diggs is good. Their defense is very good. It really is. Can they beat Philly? Can they win the division? Yes. Do I think they will? No. I think Philly right now looks like a very good team. But again, people, it's a long, long season. Irvin, North Bergen. Irvin, in Bergen, you're on the Frenzy.
Better survivor pick, the Packers over the Patriots or the Cowboys over the Redskins?
No, they're the Commanders. Let's be appropriate. You don't need to look any further than the spread on that game. Packers are giving 9.5. Dallas is giving 3. Enough said. Scoop in Jersey. Scoop, you're on the Frenzy.
How far do you think the Jaguars can make it this season?
Oh, I mean, I think they can be a playoff team, and I'll stop there. I mean, if Jacksonville wins 7 games, they've had a great year. Right? I mean, they're in similar position to the Jets, where it's just where you're nothing, and now all of a sudden you're trying to turn the corner. You have the young quarterback. You have a new coach, right? But I think that they are way ahead of what the Jets are. I think they're a pretty good team. I think the ultimate upside, I think they can win this division because that division is not great. Sean in Puerto Rico. Sean, you're on the Frenzy.
Giants-Bears tomorrow. Give me the score and tell me how many yards Saquon will rush for.
Rush for? I will say Saquon will rush for 122 yards. And I like the Giants this week. I'm going to say Giants win 20-13. Anthony Wynn, this is an interesting question on Twitter. Do you think Daniel Jones will have a 300-plus yard passing game at all this season? Doesn't he? How can you not in this day and age throw for 300 yards once this season? But, God, the receiving corps is so bad. When Wandale Robinson comes back, and Kadarius Toney comes back, I have to figure he's going to go for over 300 at least once this season. So I will say yes. 1-800-919-3776 on the phones and at Rothenberg ESPN on the Twitter. Mike Manhattan. Mike, you're on the Frenzy.
Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, or Adam Thielen, pick 2, half-point PP.
Boy, I have no confidence in Thielen because I never know what's going to happen with them. Like, he's been unplayable, and then he had a big week last week. So I would say not Thielen. I mean, do you feel that confident with Wilson? The thing with Bryce Hall is he's going to run for 40, 50 yards, and he's going to catch 4 to 5 passes. And I guess I'd go Bryce Hall. I think that would be my answer. I think all three are playable. Thielen, until I see more consistency, would be the guy on the outside. Wilson, 2, Bryce Hall, 1. Rob Brass wants to know, who do you expect to walk away from this season feeling better, Jets or Giants? Giants. Giants. I mean, right now you feel better about who? Now, you haven't seen Zach Wilson yet. I have reservations about him, and I have reservations about Robert Saleh, too. I'd like to be wrong. I would like to get to December and both teams are functional. I don't know that that happens. Carlos, Fort Worth. Carlos, you're on the Frenzy.
Acceptable stat line for Zach Wilson to make a Jets fan feel good.
You want me to tell you an acceptable stat line? I'm going to say 20 of 32, 227, and 2 touchdowns. And I'll even give you an interception. 20 of 32, 227, 2 touchdowns, and one interception. And you have the lead at some point during the game, and with 5 minutes to play, you say, you know what? The Jets have a real chance to win this game. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm looking for. Gary wants to know on Twitter, Lawrence or Rodgers at quarterback this week for fantasy? Rodgers. I don't like Trevor Lawrence's matchup at all against the Eagles. At all. Nick Parisi, which quarterback do you believe in more for fantasy football, Stafford or Wilson? Both look off. Both do look off. I'd still say Stafford. I think the offense of the Rams is potent, and I have real reservations about the Broncos' offense right now. Mike Norwalk. Mike, you're on the frenzy.
Jaguars at Eagles. Who wins?
Who wins? Eagles. Who covers? I think the number is, what, 6.5? I like the Jaguars to cover this number. Jason in Jersey City. Jason, you're on the frenzy.
With all this hype around Micah Parsons, does this mean Lawrence Taylor will be even that more dominant now than he was back then? Or has the game changed that much?
I think you could put Lawrence Taylor in any era and he would be, I mean, how much more dominant could he be? How much more dominant could Lawrence Taylor be now than he was then? Do you understand? And I'd like to see this from Micah Parsons or anybody. Lawrence Taylor was MVP of the league in 1986. The whole league. The entirety of the league. Lawrence Taylor was the MVP. So if he was better than what he was, boy, oh boy, that would be unbelievable. Tim in the car. Tim, you're on the frenzy.
Yeah, we got to start 2 of 3 in PPR. We got Elijah Moore, Jacoby Myers, and Michael Gallup.
Well, that's not great. Keep an eye on Gallup because he was supposed to play last week and then he didn't. I guess. And Myers didn't play last week either. I guess I would go Moore and Myers, but I don't feel great about that answer at all. Mike in Westchester. Mike, you, my friend, are on the frenzy.
Robert Saleh, is he on the hot seat, yes or no?
No, he's not on the hot seat, but in doing what I do, in being a sports talk show host, I'm aware that he's unimpressed so far in a year and 3 games. Now, last year, I think he got a free pass. This year, they looked awful. Now, we'll see. You have your starting quarterback back next week. But so far, I mean, do you look at the Jets and say they've made great adjustments at halftime? Do you look at the Jets and say the offense looks like it's clicking? Now, there's a built-in excuse there on the offense. Now you have your quarterback starting tomorrow. But starting tomorrow and moving forward, the excuses start to kind of go out the window. And you need to see a better version of the Jets. And that's it. Beautiful. Blow it dead, Harvey. Harvey, you were just involved in almost the perfect frenzy, I think.
Almost, you know.
That's as good as it gets, Harvey.
It really
good
is.
Job by you.
People delivered.
People delivered. You delivered. Joe Leo delivered. And you know who else delivered? And they always deliver. Tullamore Dew. The frenzy was brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Make sure to grab a Tullamore Dew during today's action. There's going to be a lot of action today and tomorrow. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Oh, by the way, we have a big giveaway in the next 30 minutes. Oh, by the way, we haven't taken a lot of Giants and Jets calls. Let's do that. Your feeling on the Giants, your feeling on the Jets, and realistically what you need to see from either and or both teams this weekend. We open it up to the local football fans. 1-800-919-3776. Roth and Burgundy right here, solo on a Saturday on 98.7 ESPN.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Not too late to sign up for Cover 5. It's a free-to-play pick'em game for season-long fun and compete against your friends, your rivals, and your favorite 98.7 ESPN hosts. At last check, by the way, I am in the top 10% of all the pickers. Pick five games each week, and the best score against the spread wins $100. Join the 98.7 ESPN League with code NY22 on the Cover 5 app and cover5.com. Visit ESPNNewYork.com for full contest rules. So, I mean, it's free, and you can win money, and I think we are all about that. 1-800-919-3776. Giants and Jets, we'll dive into some calls on both of the locals to end the show. And then, of course, Anita Marks comes your way. Oh, and by the way, within the next 23 minutes, I think it's fair to say we have a monstrous giveaway. I think that's fair. You get to hang out with people from the station. You get to watch the Jets game against the Dolphins in a suite with us. I think that's a pretty big deal. All right, so Giants, big game tomorrow. Go out there, win this game. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's beautiful. I don't care if it's 13-12. I don't care if it's 27-0. Just win the game. That's it. Beggars can't be choosers right now. And like we mentioned earlier, talent level on the Giants is not at the highest level right now, which is fine, which is no fault of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Could you imagine Brian Daboll and Joe Shane coming into a situation? You have no money to spend, and your best receiver is, I don't even know who your best is Richie James. Like, they're probably laughing. He goes from Stephon Diggs, right? They both go Stephon Diggs and Isaiah McKenzie and Gabriel Davis, who had, what, four or five touchdowns in the AFC AFC was a divisional game last year, to this. Richie James. Kadarius Toney can't even get on the field. Wandale Robinson got hurt in the first game of the season. Sterling Shepard's out. And, oh, poor Sterling Shepard, right? How awful is that? Guy returns from an Achilles tear. Does it so well. It may be the most liked guy in the entire team. And now tears his ACL and is out for the year. And you have to think that maybe his Giants career is done. Sad. Tony in Deer Park. Tony, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you? Big Giants fan here. Listen, I didn't expect to beat the Cowboys. I expect to beat the Bears. I see a bright future for this team. I really do. Give Neil some time. I'm undecided about Jones. I need to see more this year under Daboll. But I'm okay because, listen, Giants dictate my life, my weeks. You know, I revolve a lot of things around this team. So I'm all right. I'm okay. I didn't expect to beat the Cowboys. I was there.
Well, when the Giants led 13-6 in the second half, you didn't start to think, like, oh, my God, we're going to win this game?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Because I've been a Giants fan since 1985. First game I ever saw was Landetta missed that punt.
That was the first game you ever saw was that playoff game against the Bears?
My first memory of the Giants is Landetta whiffing on the punt.
Oh, God, I was
That's
so upset.
That's my first memory.
Oh, my God, was I upset. Because the Giants played tough in that game. And thanks for the call, Tony. Oh, there's probably, like, if you went back, because I was 12. You went, like, you're 12 and everything is even more important than when you're older, like these games and just how it works with most people. I mean, I'm broken, but most people, when you're a kid, it matters more than when you're an adult. Oh, God, did that pain me. And I remember turning, because I was flummoxed. I was like, what the hell just happened? My dad's like, he missed a punt. I was like, he missed a punt? And I got to know Landetta after that. He's a great guy. And every time, I'm like, what happened on that? He's like, it was a gust of wind and he missed a punt. That was so upsetting to me. 84, which was ridiculous, was upsetting to me also. Because the Giants lost to the Niners and they weren't nearly as good. 81 also was upsetting to me. They beat the Eagles, which was great. And they lost to the Niners. And that was so upset. I remember crying after the game in 81. I was 8 years old. But that's when they got good. They got good in 81, really. They found a way to get into the postseason. And then 82 was the strike season, I believe. 83, they were bad. And then 84 was good. 85 was very good. And we know what happened from there on out. But yeah, that Landetta missed punt. Because they were going, I mean, Chicago's defense was unbelievable. Chicago offensively was not great. And the Giants defense was doing a really good job. And I think it was no score at that point. And then he missed the punt, and it fell apart. Lee in Manhattan. Good morning, Lee. You're on 98.7.
Dave, welcome back. How are you?
I haven't been anywhere, Lee, but thank you.
Well, you know how you're feeling otherwise. I know. You know why I'm saying it that way. I mean, you've been missing from Saturday, so.
I took one Saturday off because my kid had a baseball tournament, Lee.
Okay. Well, listen, question for you to answer for me.
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe rethink your position on what you said during the frenzy in as far as Saquon getting 122 yards rushing, considering the field conditions that they might be playing on tomorrow due to this Ian storm? Because
is the weather supposed to be awful again tomorrow? No,
yeah, but the field conditions may be lousy, and I just want to get your opinion on if you say total yards receiving and rushing, I think he gets more yards if they get him out in space, then running, because running may be tough tomorrow.
It may be. Listen, Dallas' defense is good. He had a good game against Dallas. He had a good game against – I mean, he got to figure he's bound to break one big run.
So just give me your thought on his total yards for tomorrow.
I told you what I thought. Total yards? I think he's your only player on offense, Lee, and thanks for the call. He's it. He's everything you have. He's all you have. I think he'll run for 122 yards and he'll catch another 45 yards in passes. I mean, this offense is built around him. And I think what I really like about them and what they've done is that they're going to give him the ball. Like seasons past, Giants fall behind 13-0, and now it's like, oh, God, sheer panic. What do we do? No. We fall behind 13-0 to the Titans. The game plan doesn't change. We're going to give him the ball. We're going to run the ball. We're going to pick up 5 yards a shot. 13 is not. And that's it feels to me like the Jets need to kind of take a page out of that playbook. Establish the run tomorrow if you're the Jets. Pick up 4 yards on first down, pick up 3 yards on second down, and then you have a very manageable third and three. Or run for 5 yards and then a play action fake on second down. Don't fall behind 10-0 if you're the Jets, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, what do we do? Throw 54 times. No. Be smart about what you do. I need to see the Jets, and I think it's fair to say, I need to see the Jets better coached tomorrow. Right? Like the Jets have real talent on this team. I need to see the coaching step up. I'd like to see an adjustment at halftime where it's like, boy, you know what? Because I've seen it from the Giants. But, you know, I want to watch the first half of the game, and I don't know, whatever the score may be. So, you know what I need to see? I need to see this from the Jets. And then come out and do that. And not panic. I mean, how Joe Flacco was throwing the most passes in the NFL through 3 weeks is ridiculous. Run the football. You have two legitimately good running backs. You drafted them both for a reason. I don't want 50 passes tomorrow. Lonnie in Harlem. Lonnie, good morning. You're on 98.7. What's up, bud?
Good morning, Cousin Dave. First of all, just checking in. How's everything from yesterday?
I'm glad you asked. It was the procedure, beautiful. The lead up, the prep for the procedure, very difficult.
Well, you know I was there with you all the way, Dave.
I know you were, Lonnie, because I feel a kinship with you.
Well, you know I love you, Dave. It's all love, baby. Even though when I get on you, it's all love. But listen, October 9th, I'm calling on behalf of basically everybody in the company, especially I'm sure the Giants fans in the company. Will you be there yourself in person on October 9th? Because we plan on setting up like a little Giants watch party for you.
You do? Yeah. Oh, yes, I'll
you
be there.
Sure do.
Yes. I'll be there, and I'll be frenetic. I'll be like a bucking bronco. I'll be there watching the Giants and the Packers. Now, Lonnie, let me ask you this: will there be a large size television there at this event?
Now, listen, Dave. 55 inches is good enough for you, I hope.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so we got a 55-inch TV. I'm gonna call on Monday to see if Uncle Rico will let us use the back of his pickup truck. If not, we're going to need another large vehicle to put the TV in. But, yeah, Dave, like I said, you already know the company's here for you and Rick and RJ and Santi. So we're trying to do as much as we can to make sure that you're as comfortable as possible on a football Sunday when we know you're not going to want to be there pretty much because we know how you are.
Wow. I mean, and this is the callers, and thanks for the call, Lonnie. This is the callers and the listeners and the kinship that we have with these people is that they know that the Giants are playing at 9:30 and they know I'm completely stressed out about it. And I went to the desperation the other day of saying we need a large TV at this event. Company's going to come through. That's what they do. 1-800-919-3776. We haven't heard from a lot of Jets fans today. What do you need to see from your Jets tomorrow? Giants calls as well. What do you need to see from your Jets tomorrow? 1-800-919-3776. Rothenberg with you. Oh, and by the way. You know what we're going to do? Here's what we're going to do. Right now. I'm in the mood right now. Here's your chance to score Jets tickets for next weekend. We just talked about the tailgate. We have tickets for the tailgate at MetLife Stadium. Join me, and Rick's going to be there, and Rosenberg, and Don. I believe Alan Hahn is going to be there, and maybe Kay, with VIP access to the ultimate ESPN New York Jets tailgate located in Lot G before the game. Joe Leo, you're screening these, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm not going to make it too awful on you. Then I'm going to let you choose. Be caller number what? Don't choose one, but be caller number what?
Four.
Number four right now, 888-987-ESPN to win. Again, it's 888-987-ESPN to win. Brought to you by the New York Jets. Come out to MetLife Stadium on Sunday, October the 9th, to see the Jets host the Dolphins. presented by Atlantic Health System. Lock in your seats at nyjets.com/tickets. All right. More of your calls, Jets, Giants, and then we hand it over to Anita Marks. All that and more on the way, 98.7 ESPN.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN. The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
We're starting all over again. Good Saturday morning to you and yours. Rothenberg with you. Take you till noon. Stump Rothenberg coming your way at 10:30. Football Frenzy 11:15. Harvey, what happened there? You were so good today until that moment. What happened?
You know what happened? Just a little panic. And I had a quick maneuver, and I maneuvered.
That was right there. We just saw sheer panic from you.
Essentially, I mean, you know, screening calls. We're doing giveaway tickets.
You didn't have music lined up ready to go.
I did
not. The break ended before you anticipated, and you panicked.
It's all on me. I panicked. I maneuvered, and somehow we
but
got
But you maneuvered to the open.
That's right. You know, sometimes you just have to remind people of that. This is the Dave Rothenberg Show.
Well, you know? I know that, but I don't think you have to revert back to the open, do you?
Well, neither did I, but as I said, I panicked.
You panicked.
I
you know what? I respect your honesty. All right, couple of things that we need to get into here before we take a call or two on the Jets and then hand it over to Anita. Aaron Boone said last night, no guarantee that Clay Holmes will be ready for game one of the ALDS, which begins on the 11th. Holmes was diagnosed with a right shoulder strain after Monday's outing. Received a cortisone injection this week, and now we wait and we see. And this just happened. Zach Britton was placed on the 60-day IL with left shoulder fatigue. So if you thought that there was any chance he was going to pitch in the postseason, that is now not going to happen. So the Yankees bullpen, for the first time in a long time, there's real questions about the Yankees bullpen heading down the last stages of the season. And then I guess with Montas as well, Boone said he's not sure he's going to be ready in time for the ALDS. So the Yankees pitchers have some injuries certainly at the moment. All right, let's get to some of the calls, and then we'll say goodbye, hand it over to Anita. By the way, Anita, Larry, Gordon, all also going to be at the big tailgate next weekend as well in Lot G. So there's a lot going on. Lou and Manalapan. Lou, you're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Let's go Mets, most importantly.
Most important.
But I want to talk about Jets. You know, last night was a little disappointing, but here's what the Jets need to do on Sunday, and then a lot of answers will be a lot of questions will be answered by Robert Saleh and staff. But first, I mean, I need the defense to beat up on the Steelers' offense. It might sound a little bit repetitive to what Ira was saying all week, but the defense has to show me something. We have a defensive head coach. I can't go out there every week and be concerned that the other team's going to run the ball.
I think you're 100% right, Lou. And thanks for the call, and I want to get to another call or two. I think you're 100% right. I think that this Jets defense needs to do something. You don't need to be great. Do something and run the football. Mike in Passaic. Mike, you're on 98.7.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
It's Mike in Fairfield, first of all. You know why he's all nervous, your producer? Because he took my call, right, when he's screening, and he's like, these guys need to win the prize. I gave the prize to the wrong dude because these dudes sound fun. First of all, QB1's back this Sunday, just to get out of the way. QB1's back for the Jets.
Yep, he sure is.
Energy, youthful energy. They wanted to come in the season with him, not Joe Flacco.
Mike, I got to run, and you're taking a long time. I got to run because I got to hand it over to Anita. But, yeah, I need to see something from Zach Wilson as well. Go Jets. Go Giants. Go Mets. Have a great weekend. Anita's next right here. Where else would you want to be? The 98.7 ESPN.